This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 score.
Well done, Brandon Fryer.
The great Brandon Fryer strikes again. We're talking about the Chicago Fire building a building. And
big story.
It's a huge story. How about this? We have a lot of people just, hey, what is this? Peoria Matt checks in. Who builds first, the Bears or the Fire?
Well, that's a good question.
But it's not. It's the Fire by a mile.
Well, I think it's a good
this.
Puts a pressure on. Puts a pressure on, Mully. I know what happened over the weekend. Springfield, everybody closed and went home, and the Bears did not have a deal. A lot of that could be posturing. A lot of it could be continued lobbying through the summer. But time is money.
They get to go look for more money in September. That's what happened.
They need – well, look for more money, strike a deal, however you want to look at it. They're looking for that set tax certainty with the mega deal legislation.
And they didn't get that.
They didn't get that.
Out of this session. That's a big deal. That's another delay.
It's
– and – they didn't get any public funding either. There was no money in the budget to help with infrastructure.
Depending on which side you spoke with, though, the Chicago contingent is feeling like they're ready to block all kind of overtures or progress in terms of getting a deal done downstate. There are some people who also think that they were pretty close had they had more time. We'll see. That's politics. You know how way the sausage is made.
Okay, let's talk about that for one quarter of a second. How many Democrats are in the legislature? It's all Democratic. And how many Democrats are going to allow the Bears to lead? How many Democrats want to aid the Bears leaving the city limits of Chicago?
Nobody wants to be on that side of it.
And put their own career on the line because their voters don't want that.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing. I'm saying that this is more likely to happen, though, than any deal in Chicago.
Oh, well, I think this is more likely to happen.
Well, okay. But
this
fire
thing
is out of nowhere. The Bears conversation, I think, is separate for a moment. Let's put it over here in a box. Because that timetable is delayed and pushed back. It's already later than they wanted and later than they predicted. The fire timetable could be as early as fall when they break ground.
Fall,
which is... This is June 3rd. This is the sixth month of 2025.
Fall is three months away. Extraordinary.
Well, it's extraordinary, but it's also a smaller scope project.
Yes.
You have an opportunity to, with Joe Mansueto, an owner that gets things done and is committed to
investing his own money.
$650 million project.
Come on.
On a 62-acre patch of land known as the 78. That's where the White Sox had been discussed as building a ballpark there with related Midwest. And I think you talk about the need for an anchor tenant on that land with that project. Now they got it. Now they got one.
Are you okay with Haw House being a soccer bar?
Yes. Yes. I'm evolved. Hull House can be a soccer bar. Why not? And even if you wanted to call it Hulk House, as long as it's spelled correctly.
Will that guy invest?
Thomas Hulk? Once he's a first-round NBA draft pick? Perhaps.
Hull House. In the middle of our street. Hull House. In the
middle of our... You know what? I'm all for whatever qualifies as progress in the city, because I think this fits the criteria. Joe Mansueto is ambitious, and he's enterprising, and he's aggressive. This is a move that fits all those descriptions. Can they get 22,000 soccer fans there on a regular basis? They play 34 games a year. How many home games is that? You know what? Probably. I think it's going to be an attraction. I think it's going to be something that you see. I don't want to say novelty, but there's going to be a curiosity, certainly, when it's built, what kind of team it is, and who's playing.
There are people in the neighborhood that could walk over there, too.
Yes.
That's different than the way things have been before.
This could be, as described in the Tribune story, a South Side version of Wrigleyville. And I know you bristle about that. Or some people do.
I don't bristle.
Not you, but I think some Sox fans resist that. But
I lived in Wrigleyville when I got out of college, as many people do as a rite of passage, and had a gas. I totally enjoyed it. There's still some places I go back to every once in a while, but I'm saying, I wonder if Jerry is bristling. I wonder if Jerry Reinsdorf knew this was coming. Or if he wakes up this morning, pours himself an orange juice, and does a kind of spit take as he reads his Tribune.
My sense is that they knew this was coming.
Okay.
My sense would be that Kurt Bailey, who's the president of Related Midwest, is quoted in the Tribune story and certainly extensively elsewhere as being the point man here, and he was the one working with the White Sox. So my sense would be, if the Sox are surprised, I would be surprised.
Right.
Because they had to know
what do they do now?
This was close. What do they do now? That's a very good question.
Let's say, just for the sake of argument, that this goes through, and it, you know, especially with the amount of money you're talking about, guy builds his own building. Let's just say that project is off the table. So where do the Sox go? Out to Arlington Heights?
Well,
with the Bears?
The mayor would want them there, and he has invited them there. I don't think that's very practical.
He's an architect.
He is. Mark Gannis, our 9 o'clock guest, might have some thoughts about that. If it depends on everything that we discuss about a Chicago building project that relates to a stadium is going to involve a lot of layers of red tape and political and economic questions that are difficult to answer. The Bears are running into that now. I mean, the easiest path to their prosperity is to go through Arlington Heights. And look what we're up against there. The end of a session and a lot of questions, and still they haven't gotten shovels in the ground.
Will they get shovels in the ground on the timeline that we heard from the team president?
Already that's been proven to be the answer to be no. I mean, okay. They thought that they would be building by now. I do think that I want to keep an open mind to the possibility that by the end of this calendar year, they could probably start the construction project if they're able to get some of these deals done that they were unable to strike last week. Now, the question that you brought into this conversation, I think it's easy to project and to predict, and there are no odds on such a thing, but the fire is going to break ground before the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're gonna be up and running in 2028. If this
That's
story is accurate, that is their timetable.
And, you know, I think that it will definitely, you want to reward this kind of initiative with your interest and with your involvement and with your investment, with your money, time, and otherwise. Because the fire doing things that we always urge other teams to do, you know, spend your own money, get people excited about your sport. Go out and get a coach like Greg Berhalter, who's considered to be one of the best in the game. Joe Mansueto has done everything that we clamor for on a regular basis for these other teams that get less attention, or get more attention. They get less attention. And I think now you start to wonder, like, all right, at what point does this become part of the daily, more regular conversation? And what point should it?
Show trip.
Show trip.
To a fire game.
Hull House.
Well, show trip just to Hall House. Just to, like,
would Dustin go to a soccer game?
How are we going to get those shovels in the ground at Hall House?
I'm hoping to
get... I was at White Sox Park and saw the Sting win the outdoor championship. Yes. I also saw the Sting win the indoor championship.
81? Is that, that's yep. a long time.
Karl-Heinz Grenica?
Karl-Heinz Grenica, yes.
Yes.
Wow. Otto Marhetic.
That's impressive piece of Chicago history there.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I was big into the Sting.
That didn't answer my question, though.
Would I go? Sure. Okay. I actually went to a game at the Toyota Park, the one in Britain. I thought that was a good view of a soccer game. I went to a game there.
Yes,
and that it was like
Toyota Park.
Yeah,
yes,
and it was like a good yes. place to watch a game.
Right,
like really nice. You it felt was. Right on top of the action.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Now, Molly, I want to be, I think, in the interest of, this is happening kind of on the fly. This broke this morning.
Sure. Yeah.
We had maybe heard this was going to be a possibility, but I think until we know more, this is what I don't know. This is what we need to know. Does this automatically, and this disqualify the White Sox from building there too?
That's a really good
is
question.
Is there enough land
no,
in
there's
that?
Not.
I don't think there is, but
there's
what
not.
Does that mean for the White Sox eyeing this patch of land?
Well, it means they got to go somewhere else.
So there's not enough room for both.
Well, if they are there and they've come to an agreement and they're going to build a building, that's going to get in the way of a baseball stadium.
Yeah, it's just not feasible.
It's
just not feasible.
No.
It wouldn't seem to be, and we're not architects, but no. I do think that we can reasonably suggest that that doesn't seem like it's a realistic possibility. MLS soccer, I think that with this, what was a game changer in terms of interest, in terms of value to each franchise, when they had the 10-year, $2.5 billion deal with Apple Plus.
Yeah, they did. They had a big deal.
That was like 2023.
Yeah.
That was a game changer. That was a game changer for everybody in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest with you. Like, I see, everyone, like, I played soccer through college, right? Everyone knows that.
Yep.
I am a Man United fan.
Mm-hmm.
I watch United. You taunt me about it by
I don't talk.
Bringing up whatever
Man City. Bad, I mentioned it once.
Whatever bad game they lose. You mentioned the Spurs
I'm
game.
I'm sorry.
No, it's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But you love to taunt me about it. But that is my personal kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I love United. I watch America play. I watched the U.S. national team. I watched the women over the weekend. They beat China 3-0. It was a really fun game to watch. But I don't watch MLS. I just don't. I don't know why. I just never got into it.
Let me ask a serious question,
really
though, without meaning to, I'm not trying to stoke anything.
Yeah.
But is there a sense that from people who are, well, I want to say like sophisticated soccer fans, it's guys who know the sport better than maybe your casual sports fan. Do they look at the MLS as like that's not as high of a quality as what you see in the Premier League, though, therefore
no,
you don't
I mean,
want to watch it?
The Premier League is like the best league in the world. And like there is a thing, David, where you like if you have a Premier League team, they have like a World 11. They've got 11 players from all over the world that are playing, that are representing the team because they have tons of money. So those leagues are very high quality. And when you go, and the Premier League has probably got more depth than a lot of other leagues. So when you watch those teams, they have no lineup. You know, we talk about the Cubs writing down a lineup and every night you hand it in.
Mm-hmm.
These are teams where players will play so hard during the week for their position that guys move in and out of the lineup and you don't have like a set way of putting your players out there. You do once you get to the really heavy competitions, but it's a different
the substitution patterns
20,
are different.
Oh yeah,
the rules are different.
Oh,
you can't go in and out. You have guys who are
no, you get,
once
you, get
you leave
three
you're done.
Subs, that's it.
Yeah. And the subs stay loose all game.
Yeah,
well, I always find that when I've gone to a couple, and I haven't been to many. I'm not going to overstate it, but
totally fine.
It stood out to me how the subs stay active the entire game, and they may not even get in, but they do these drills on the side,
and
they have to stay loose because you don't know when you're going to be called upon.
At halftime, you always make kind of adjustments, and you might bring on a player or two. And in like the Premier League, those moves are – huge and they make like a big impact. It's totally different than kind of the way. So yes, I mean, in fairness, the Premier League is a totally different level than MLS.
Just
and
to
that's
show you
just the reality.
That is the reality, as well put, and glad to make the distinction. Just to show you how far along this project is, though, in terms of the little things and the hurdles that have to be cleared. Already there's a community meeting planned to discuss the proposed stadium. It's June 16th. It's hosted by Alderman Pat Dowell, wow, whose third ward includes the 78. And these are the kinds of things that you want to include the neighboring communities and the rest of the city. The mayor is quoted in the story in the Tribune about continued conversations and making sure the investments benefit local residents and the city as a whole. So there is momentum, and it's real. And I think that's exciting for people who were wanting something to happen at that patch of land to kind of reinvigorate that territory.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's if the process now, the speed to post is what you got to keep an eye on now. Mm-hmm. You know, that I don't know that there's anything the White Sox could do to slow that. But right now, you've got a plan, you've got financing in place because it's privately financed, and then you're obviously going to need they are the anchor tenant, which will help Related Midwest do all the things they want to do. I don't know infrastructure wise if you need like another way onto the highway or off the high. I don't know. I don't understand all that stuff.
Okay.
We'll see if that ever happens.
We agree. And we're novices, right, when it comes to this, right, kind of architecture and what is, yes, some of the details
and
involved.
That's why Mark Gannis would be the perfect guest.
And Mark Gannis, like some people involved in this project might believe, and I'm not putting words in his mouth, but if there is in fact room for,
right,
both a soccer stadium and a baseball ballpark.
You were just saying
this morning, though, remember we were talking about Detroit.
Yes.
And how great it was to be in downtown Detroit, where there are four different teams within walking
that
distance.
Have moved downtown.
These venues, yes, are so convenient.
Yes.
And they have revitalized that part of the city.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me because when I first started going to Detroit regularly, I was covering the Bulls and I would go to Auburn Hills to see the Pistons play, right? So the Bulls would play at Detroit, and you would fly to Detroit, which is like a, whatever, 40-minute, half-hour
flight. Romulus, Michigan.
And then you'd have to get in the car and drive all the way out to Auburn Hills, and there was no highway, so you'd have to come downtown and go out. And then I became a football writer.
The Pontiac Silverdome.
I mean, David.
It's terrible.
As you know.
Yes.
When you are flying places where,
right,
the drive is,
right,
longer than the flight, that is just absurd.
It is absurd.
But since then, Ford Field has popped up, right? The Joe's been torn down now, and they've got their new building for basketball, for hockey. They've got Tiger Stadium. They tore down old Tiger Stadium and built it up. It's right next to Ford Field. It is a totally different experience where you're actually going to Detroit and you're in the city proper and you're not out in some
it's
far
so,
suburb.
It's so much better.
It's
so much
better.
And I do wonder if there is somebody from Related Midwest that might have designs on. You talk about ambition. It would be incredibly ambitious to want to have a soccer stadium, which is being announced today,
yep,
as a companion to a baseball ballpark, which might be still considered later.
I just don't think they have enough room.
The
acreage isn't vast
enough. I want somebody to rule that out.
Okay.
You know, I think we both need to have somebody rule that out because your minds are open, you have a vast imagination.
I went by where they had the layout of the building, mm-hmm, for the Sox, and that was taking up everything that was there. So now you're putting a soccer stadium there, albeit a 22,000 stadium field. But just looking at the drawings, it does not look like there's much space just sitting there unoccupied.
No, it's a crowded territory.
Squeeze in, yeah, a baseball field.
We talk about the reaction from Jerry Reinsdorf and the White Sox to this news this morning.
Right,
I wonder what Kevin Warren thought when he read all of this in terms of the details and how far along they are already?
Well, I'm sure I'm sure he blacked out the quote from Joe Mansueto that teams need to build their own building.
Really? What a novel concept. Good stuff, though.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting
a lot of
stuff.
Fun. Yep. And we got a lot of people who want to check in. Let's go with Mike. He's on 294. Hey, Mike.
Hey, fellas. Hey, I'm a little nervous for Soldier Field, I guess. It's about it becoming a museum. I mean, we've got the Fire leaving. Whatever they build, couldn't the Hounds play there? Probably for a cheaper amount. And then any kind of music venue that's too big for Northerly Island but too small for Soldiers Field, they're going to go play at the same stadium if it's downtown. What does that leave for events at Soldier Field?
It's a good point. I think it's competitive now. I don't think Soldier Field's probably, you know, Kendrick Lamar's playing Soldier Field on Friday night. I don't think he's going to go to 22,000-seat Chicago Fire Stadium instead.
Right. And I mean,
you're still going to get those kind of venues.
The Fire Stadium is kind of now in competition with the United Center for venues. Like
that might be a better comp.
Same, that's kind of the better comp. Yeah. I think there'll still be like big international soccer games. Listen, the Bears leaving means you lose what? 14 football games a year?
10.
Well, 10 is 10 football games a year. You're right. There's
8 regular season, 2 preseason.
But that's nothing.
10
man.
Sundays.
That's still, you still had to fill that thing.
Yeah.
There's still plenty of events to go on, and I'm sure we'll see them. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. We got to get to our guy Nick Friedel. We're going to talk about the NBA Finals. They start on Thursday. We'll do that next with Nick. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
another 30-point-plus win. As Dillingham will dribble it out. Well, the magical season continues. The Oklahoma City Thunder are going back to the NBA Finals.
It's been a quarter of a century since Indiana has gone to the finals. But for the first time in 25 years, they are going to the NBA Finals.
All righty, on the line is Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. It's Mully and Haw on the Score. And Nick Friedell joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Nick, always a joy. How are you, buddy?
Mully, it is always great to hear y'all's voices. It always puts a smile on my face. And I always think about sitting in there with you in the old studio with Dougie Buffone and how much fun we had. So I'm doing great, and it's great to be with you.
I've known Nick most of his adult life.
Yeah, I've known him a long time.
That underscores how old I am, really.
Long-time guy.
But it's been always fun to watch your success, Nick. And I look at this NBA Finals, and I think to myself, there's a sick sort of pleasure I get from the idea that somewhere there are NBA executives that are like ripping out their hair and trying to figure out how the TV executives will continue to pay if they have two markets this size in the finals. And I'm not being extreme. I think this might be the lowest rated finals we've seen in about 20 years.
Molly, the reality of all this is these are two teams that people just don't really care about. And it's hard to hear for the diehard NBA fans who say, but it's going to be great basketball. It might. I think the Thunder personally are going to roll pretty easily here. But it might be pretty good. People just do not care about the Thunder or the Pacers. That is reality. I have lived this in my old life.
Oh, Nick.
Watching click numbers and the ratings and seeing all the data. If people were that into the Thunder would be on national TV constantly, and their stories would be viewed all over the place. That is not the case. They're not that interesting of a team personality-wise. They're an awesome basketball team, and I understand where people say, all right, we'll just enjoy the basketball. Great, but the three of us know the truth, and the truth is the NBA is a business just like anything else, and the person who's got to be just croaking that the Knicks didn't make it is Adam Silver, because if the Knicks make it, you get the number one media market, you get all the views that come with Celebrity Row that the casual fan is always into at Madison Square Garden. And guys, that's not going to happen in Oklahoma City and Indianapolis. Great towns. I've enjoyed going there through time, but people just don't really care about these two teams, and it doesn't have to be that much deeper than that. And Molly, I couldn't agree with you more. I talk to my friends who aren't basketball fans, who don't do this day to day, and they're like, who's in the finals?
That's true.
And they're like, why do we care?
Okay, that's true. But as Rick Carlisle said, Nick, as you know, in 49 states, it's just basketball, but they are in Indiana. They care.
Oh.
And Oklahoma City, those two venues are as raucous of NBA venues, so it appears, as any in the league. Those fans, as valid as this conversation is, and your points are, they don't care. Because in those venues, in those cities, all that matters is winning four more games. And if they win four more games, they will do something that neither city has accomplished, and they will feel like it will last forever. And that's why I think the intensity of this series, while might not appeal to network executives from a basketball perspective, you're going to see some pretty good hoops.
David, I agree with you. I think the contrast in styles is really solid, too. You've got a Pacers team with Halliburton who they love to run up and down the floor. They love to score. They love to beat teams with their pace. You've got a Thunder team that has the MVP in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander,
who is an incredible player who's getting better. You have a really deep and talented roster, but you've got a bunch of guys that want to play defense.
Right.
We don't see that too much in the NBA in general. So from a strictly basketball standpoint, it's a really intriguing matchup. And David, to your point, fans shouldn't care. If I'm sitting here in Indianapolis and OKC and I'm hearing everybody complain about, oh, the ratings are going to be terrible, who wants to watch these two teams play? They shouldn't care. They should sit there and be like, hey, my team's here, yours is not. See ya. You don't want to watch? Fine. That's not their problem. But I think it is a larger issue for the league. And we've talked about this in the last couple of years, but I've always been of the belief when LeBron and Steph go, the NBA, for as much power and influence as it has, is not really in a good place, because those two have carried the flag of the league for so, so long. So people say, okay, well, this is an opportunity to show two different teams that people aren't used to seeing, with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Tyrese Halliburton, two guys that, again, the casual fan may not know. That's all well and good. But when you're putting these two teams in these two places that people aren't used to caring about, and you're kind of offloading in the next couple of years LeBron and Steph, I think the gap is going to widen more than we see right now. And to Molly, to your point originally, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You put the Pacers and Thunder in there, and then you start putting teams in there that we're not used to seeing. I think the NBA is absolutely in for not only just a ratings dip, but a little bit of an interest dip as well.
Yeah, I agree with that, Nick. I think what's going to be interesting about this series is that I don't know. I mean, the Pacers are a good offensive team. I don't know that they've seen defense like this. You know, these guys won 68 games during the regular season because they're going to pick up people and they're going to defend them for 90 feet on the floor. And that's going to be different than what they're used to. I think also that Pascal Siakam and Halliburton both can't afford a night off or a bad game. Or those guys got to play out of their minds to keep Indiana in the series. Whereas I think that OKC has so much depth and so much talent and can come at you in waves. I have a real hard time seeing how competitive this series is going to be. I think it's obviously an opportunity for them, but you know, OKC just looks like the better team to beginning and the end. That's it.
Molly, I couldn't agree with you anymore. I watched the Thunder throughout the year and I went, there's only one team that I thought could actually not only give the Thunder a series, but who I still thought was the favorite, as great as the Thunder were, and that was because of their experience the last few years.
Right.
That was the Celtics.
Yep.
And the second that Tatum went down,
it
changed the course this year, but it changed the next couple seasons. And look, we all saw it in Chicago. When Derek went down, it altered everything. So the Celtics are going through the type of catastrophic injury that sadly happens here and there throughout the league to a young star. Once the Celtics went down, though, to the points you just outlined, I don't think there's any debate here at all. The only way Indy makes this a series is if those two stars, Halliburton and Siakam, not only show up every night, but play completely out of their minds. And I'd say not just offensively, but they've got to slow down a Thunder group that can get you to the hole and can beat you in a variety of different ways. So I think the basketball can be entertaining. Having said that, the Thunder, to me, are just a cut above everybody else, and I don't see any reason, unless one of their stars gets hurt, that this is going to be that close.
We're talking with Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Okay, Nick, so I find the most fascinating player maybe in this finals, the guy who isn't even playing. Paul George in 2017 was traded from the Pacers to the Thunder. That kind of began a massive rebuild in Indianapolis. Then in 2019, Paul George was traded from the Thunder to the Clippers. And in return came SGA, the MVP. Paul George is at the center of the series. It's the Paul George Bowl. I think you talk about what's at stake? I guess who won the trades?
David, Paul George sees himself as a podcaster now. And if he isn't live streaming, watching these games with everybody else, he's really missing out on an opportunity. Because as a writer at your core, I think you've nailed this. This is the Paul George Bowl. That Clippers trade is truly atrocious, though, looking back.
Atrocious.
As bad as some of those other trades have been, and as much hype as everything else seems to get these days, that Clippers trade with SGA and an absolute boatload of picks from now until seemingly the end of time will go down as one of the worst trades we've seen in a long, long time in the league. So if you're Paul George, you've made all this money and you've done a lot of cool things and you're going to the Hall of Fame. That's all well and good. You're also the reason why these two teams are set up the way that they are. It's like you leave and all of a sudden things seem to get better. And in the Thunder's case, it seemed like it got better in a pretty quick hurry here. So I think that part of it is really fascinating. And I just hope with all the different platforms that Paul George is on that he, in his own way, can have some sense of humor with it all, because he absolutely is the reason that these two teams are set up.
That's so funny. Hey, hey Nick, just curious. I don't know why I'm curious, but the Knicks – they obviously came up short, and now they're talking about what's next. What do they do? I cannot believe anyone would think that Tibbs hasn't done a good enough job to return. I know they think they got to get rid of Cat now. If anybody can get Giannis, they ought to try to do it. What, if anything, will the Knicks be able to do in this offseason that'll change their fortunes next year?
That's the hardest part for them right now, Molly, because when you make the moves that they made with Towns and with Bridges, you push all the chips in, trade away all the assets, and you go, all right, this is our team. Well, that team's not good enough. And the move that stuns me while we're talking about the Knicks is still the Towns move. Tibbs watched it every day in Minnesota. Every day. He knew that Jimmy was like, oh, my God, this guy? We're going to win a title with this guy? There's a reason why he wanted out of there. And maybe he was overruled. Maybe people just thought he could get better within the system. But to me, when you watch Towns play, Towns is not a guy that you can rely upon to get you to a championship level. So right. To your question, is Towns the guy to unload, try to get something else for? I guess so, but you're not going to get the type of value that you're going to need to take you from wherever they're at now to some other place. And I know the Tibbs conversation seems to be churning a little bit more. Are they really going to bring him back? What's going to happen? We saw how it played out. Certainly in Chicago, it seems like there is a time limit on all this stuff. The one thing I would tell the Knicks, if you're going to unload Tibbs and you're going to bring back these same pieces, and Brunson, of course, loves him from all the way back to when he was at Stevenson. They've known each other before that. Yep. They've known each other forever because of Rick Brunson. If you are unloading Tibbs, what coach is going to put them in a better place with the roster that they have than he has? So good luck to them if they make a coaching change. But as far as personnel, you're not going to get the value for Bridges that you just moved to get him. And with Towns, he's still a solid player, but I think the word has been out around the league. He's not a guy who's going to get you to the biggest games of all.
Great catching up with you, Nick. I'm going to put you down for OKC in 5 or maybe 6. What do you think?
If it gets to 6, I think Indy should celebrate.
Because okay.
I think OKC should absolutely roll in this series. And, guys, they're set up for a long, long time because of all the good moves that Presti made.
He's got every draft pick.
Thanks, Nick. Great
stuff. See you, buddy.
Always, guys. Miss you. See ya.
That is our guy, Nick Friedell, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Nick Friedell, Insider Calls. Brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first, everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
It's the flyover state final.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think part of the problem, and I don't know if you feel this way, we should talk about it, but I have always felt that when my team is eliminated, I don't want to watch the next round. So I think you lose all of New York, and that's a big, big audience.
I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you.
All right, Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
The details, how he demands perfection, and if we don't do it, we got to go back and do it again. And you really got to study this playbook, so I've been in my playbook a lot.
I think mostly the detail of it. You know, everything is very detailed and organized, and I feel like that's the best part because, you understand that Ben, you know, has a fully understanding of, you know, his playmakers, his ability as an offense, what he wants to scheme up for each and every game, even though we're not even into that yet. I can already tell in his mind, you know, he's thinking about those things. So, you know, there's lots of explosive plays in there, and that's what he hunts for, man. He talks about explosive plays almost every day. So, you know, that was very similar to Grubb and the offense I can had in Washington, so looking forward to many of those.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That, of course, the voices of DJ Moore was the first guy you heard, and then Roma Dunze, wide receivers for the Chicago Bears, talking about the new head coach, Ben Johnson.
Bears minicamp today. Begin 3-day mandatory sessions. Everybody should be there. Everybody should be on their toes, and they should expect some intensity, which has been a welcome sight. You hear from Roma Dunze, and I think it's interesting because of the possibility. We hear all of these projections for Caleb Williams to be the most improved quarterback in the league.
Yes.
Some, I think Pro Football Focus might even have him one of the most improved players in the league.
Yep.
Albert Breer yesterday, I think, was on a podcast perhaps and said something very similar. It's becoming trendy to project
that he's
improvement. But I wonder if that will be commensurate with Roma Dunze's improvement.
Well, that's what Dan Wiederer told us yesterday.
I heard that.
He said that is the player that looks sharp. He used the word sharp, said he's looking really sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, though, David, that they are reliant upon each other to improve. So, in other words, Rome can have this great step forward, but that would require the quarterback to do a lot of good things, too.
I think that Roma Dunze needs Caleb Williams to improve more than Caleb Williams needs Rome.
Yeah.
But not to be disrespectful to Roma Dunze, but you look at the way the Bears have added weapons to this mm-hmm. offense.
Yes.
And I do wonder, naturally, that where does the ball go when you need a big play and when you need a key third down? Because the list is longer than it was a year ago. There are more enticing options than there were a year ago. And I don't know how Roma Dunze fits on this list. Maybe he will be number one. Maybe he'll be the top guy because of the chemistry that they have. But I do think that Caleb Williams could be the most improved quarterback in the NFL without necessarily Roma Dunze emerging as the Bears' number one wide receiver.
See, the thing about Roma Dunze, and we didn't see a ton of it last year, is that his size is so good that he can catch these contested catches. We saw him do that in college. And if you could get to some of those plays, he always seemed to come down with the ball in those plays. So that'll be interesting to see if that continues. But as you say, you know, I think that, you know, we talked about last year they had a great, you know, all-time wide receiver in Keenan Allen, who is a third-down machine. I don't know what's going on with DJ Moore and Caleb Williams, how tight that bond is. I don't know what the plans are for the tight end to be the guy in that big position. I don't know if Luther Burden is going to make some of these.
Well, I'd like to see him on the field this
plays.
Week.
Well, that's one of the things
I want to see him on the field.
I agree with you.
I know we have accepted that Colston Loveland will not be. I don't like that, but it is a reality. Luther Burden III, his soft tissue injury, something that's kept him out of the last couple OTAs, and you'd like to see him in action during the minicamp.
All right, we've got Dan Plesac next. Get a chance to talk to Dan, Mully, and Haw on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.